slightly different cast of characters. John Phillips has written a new biography, a new autobiography. It's called Papa John. It's just been published by Doubleday. If you'd like a chance to meet him, he'll be doing a book signing this evening at the Walden Books in Springfield Mall from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And if you want to read his book, again, it's called Papa John. This is Fresh Air. It's WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. The time now is 4 o'clock, and I've just moved into the music studio here at 91FM. We're about to begin a live concert with singer Peggy King performing the songs of Irving Berlin in celebration of his 98th birthday, which just passed on Sunday. One of the high points of Fresh Air over the past few years has been our concerts with Peggy. We're in very good company in putting on this concert. You know, in New York, she only performs at the best supper clubs in the city that showcase singers. And since there really, unfortunately, are no such clubs in Philadelphia, we rarely have a chance to hear her sing in her hometown. Well, besides for the past 6 months or so, she's been in Los Angeles performing there and planning her next album. Peggy King is a consummate interpreter of American popular songs. She had a flourishing career. She was a regular on the George Gopal Show and did all the TV variety shows in the 50s, but in 1963, she decided to retire for a while to raise her family in Philadelphia. Now that her children are grown, she's performing again. She has two recent albums, Oh, What a Memory We Made, and Till the Clouds Roll By, the songs of Jerome Kern, both on the Stash record label. Her next album will be a tribute to Irving Berlin. Accompanying Peggy King today is Corky Hale at the piano. She's a studio pianist and harpist who has performed for more than about 30 years. She's played with people ranging from Liberace to Billie Holiday. On bass, we have David Fink, who is a studio musician and just finished working with Liza Minnelli. He's also worked with Vic Damone and Rosemary Clooney, among others. And it is really a great pleasure and privilege to present Peggy King.
We're going to start with an Irving Berlin song from 1910 that my grandfather, Daniel Finan, taught to my mother. He was the singer. And that my mother taught to me, and that when I decided to do on this show, I suddenly realized I knew it. Like that. Nellie Green met Harry Lee at a masquerade the other night. He liked she and she liked he, just a case of love at single sight. He took Nellie home that eve, also took the number of her phone. Just before he took his leave, Nellie whispered in the sweetest tone, "Call me up some rainy afternoon, I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye." Well, as things would have it, it did rain, and Harry did call Nellie, and he said, "I'm on my way," and she said, "Come right over." But she timed herself a little wrong, because when he got there, she was still in the front hall with another beau, and she was telling him, "Call me up some rainy afternoon, I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather. We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk. Mum's the word when we meet. Be a mason, don't repeat. Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye."
Thank you. I guess here and there we're going to run into things that have to be explained. I think Masons are is a club where they take a silent oath. Is that true? The rest of that song needs no explanation. Things haven't changed at all since 1910, I don't think. This is a song from the Broadway musical from 1946, Annie, Get Your Gun.
I got lost in his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, there you go, there you go. How I felt as I fell, I can't quite recall, but his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly went jumping all around, I got lost, but look what I found. How I felt as I fell, I just can't recall, but his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly went jumping all around, I got lost in his arms, I got lost in his arms, I got lost, but just look what I found.
Sudden Jumps were written for Ethel Merman, of course. She had that big, booming trumpet of a voice. This is a song, it's very old, it's from 1920, but it was revived again in the 1951 film There's No Business Like Show Business, and it was sung by Marilyn Monroe, strangely enough.
After you get what you want, you don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you'd be tired of it soon. You're like a baby, you want what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wanting and wishing for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And if I sit upon your knee, you'll grow tired of me. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. You're always wanting and wishing for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And if I sit upon your knee, you'll grow tired of me. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all.
It's interesting that Mr. Berlin writes words and music. It makes his songs very special to sing because you can't substitute a single word. He knows exactly what word belongs on what note, and you simply can't fool. It's like Mozart. You just can't fool around with Irving Berlin. He tells you what to sing and how to sing it. We're going to do two songs. The first one's from 1932, And the second one is 1924. I don't know why they go together for me. They just do. Say it isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know. And what they're saying, say it isn't so. What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I am wondering who is kissing you? What'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? Thank you. This is a song from 1915 that, according to the grapevine, is Mr. Berlin's favorite song. I don't know how you could write 2,000 songs and have a favorite, but they tell me that he likes this one a lot, so I've not done it before. I love a piano, I love a piano, I love to hear somebody play upon a piano, a grand piano. It simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle, not only music from Broadway. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear a long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a P-I-A-N-O-O-O. I love to stop right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand. Play a corky. No.
not only music from Broadway. I'm so delighted if I'm invited to hear a long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. Give me a V-I-A-N-O-O-O. I love to stop right beside an upright or a high tone, baby.
Play that a lot with Liberace, or did he play it? He wouldn't let you play it. There's a second verse to that. It says something about when a screaming tetrazzini starts to something, and I hate a soprano, I love a piano. I left it out today because the greatest soprano in the world today is in the room, Philadelphia's own Benita Valente over here. Benita, there she is. Would have been sacrilege to say I hate a soprano, because I love you. Mr. Berlin didn't have a lot of luck with the Academy Awards. A lot of people don't. He was nominated 6-7 times, I think. Songs like Cheek to Cheek, you know, lost. In those days, there were 10-12 songs that were nominated, and there were so many songs. Today, they can't find 5. But he finally did win the award, of course, for A White Christmas, which was from Holiday Inn in 1942. He was nominated for the last time in 1954. He didn't win, but I did, because I sang this song on the Academy Award show. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Thank you very much, singer Peggy King. Corky Hale at the piano, David Fink on bass, and we're going to hear a second set of songs by Irving Berlin. But first, Peggy and I are going to talk for a few minutes.
I want to tell you something about that song. When I finished that night, that afternoon I had picked up my dress from Edith Head. You know, they did all the clothes. And the only other person picking her gown up that day was Grace Kelly. And I saw her at the party afterwards. And she said, she didn't say hello. She said, "I'm so sorry your song didn't win." And I said, "Oh, it's not my song, Miss Kelly. That's Irving Berlin's song, but thank you so much." I mean, there she was standing with the Oscar in her hand. You know, it was a great That's a great piece of trivia from me.
Peggy, did you ever get to meet Irving Berlin?
No. Mr. Berlin, after Mr. President in 1962, his final show, which closed pretty much with the Kennedy assassination, it closed. I did go 2 years after that, the only time that there was a national company, and I went to do it. I went out for a summer company of it. But I got a telegram from him, but I didn't meet him. He really is not, you don't see a lot of him. However, he did, about 3 weeks ago, take a walk on Beekman Place in New York where he lives, and somebody ran quickly and took a photograph, and the Times newspaper published it. And he was very upset. He said, why can't I be left alone, and why can't I take a walk without having people take my picture? Isn't that wonderful? I mean, the most famous songwriter in the world. Why can't I take a walk without? I mean, it's a wonder there weren't. Had people known, they would have been there by the thousands just to look at this wonderful man.
He has a reputation, I think, for being not only a shrewd businessman, but very, I think, protective about his songs in a way. Have you run into that at all?
You can't change them. You can't. You can't do a parody. You can't fool around with.
He won't give you permission to?
No, he won't. He won't. And he's right. He's right.
I don't know. Why do you think so?
Well, because this is my own opinion. You write a wonderful song, and then people get to singing different words to it and fooling around with it, and sooner or later you'll hear it coming back to you, and someone will say, so-and-so wrote that, I don't believe that if you were to get in touch and really, you know, make a proper thing of asking, I don't believe he would stop it. But in the first place, he wrote stuff on all his own things. You know, he wrote things for Al Jolson, and then he wrote a little. The Friars or somebody would do something, and then he once wrote something wonderful, which I don't have in front of me, but it was for Al Jolson, in which it said that he'd looked up, took a lot of things down from his shelf, and Mr. Berlin said, but he said, there's really nothing wonderful I can say about Al that he hasn't said about himself. So his wit is just incredible.
Are there any apocryphal stories or perhaps even true stories that circulate among singers about Berlin?
I did hear one wonderful story. I hope that that's all right for me to tell this story without having... how can you check it out? I'm sure it's true because so many people have told this story. He was in Washington, D.C. I do not know what show was going on, but they were trying it out there. And he was invited to the White House to see President Roosevelt. And because the president was, you know, in a wheelchair, he had already retired for the evening, and he was sitting in his bed where he did quite a lot of his work. So they took Mr. Berlin to the president's bedroom, and the president said to him, Mr. Berlin, just sit on the bed and talk to me. And so after a little while, Mr. Berlin started to laugh, and he said, I can't believe it. I can't believe, you know, a little boy, you know, from Russia, you know, a Russian immigrant, and I'm sitting here on the bed of the President of the United States. He said, it could only happen in America. And Roosevelt said, yes, and only while I'm president. I don't know if it's true or not, but it sure is a good story.
Well, what's odd, too, I mean, here he is, what, a Jewish immigrant composer in America.
Came here when he was five from Russia.
And wrote White Christmas.
And Easter Parade, and God Bless America. He had, several times he had these... this plan that he would make. Where we got White Christmas and Easter Parade and all those things is that he decided to write a song for every holiday. And then that was incorporated into a show. And then at another time, he decided to write a song for every part of a newspaper in which you have, again, he used Easter Parade because he says wrote a gravure in that. And then there are weather reports from that. And there's all kinds of songs that would be from news. There's headlines pack up your bags and go to the devil in Haiti. There must have been something going on in Haiti at that time. And then something about Cuba. I mean, he did every phase of a newspaper.
Didn't you used to carol under his window around Christmas?
There was a group of jingle singers in New York who used to carol every year under his window, which takes a lot of guts to sing White Christmas under his window, you understand. And he was, in those years, he did not... come to the door, but when I moved here, just shortly after I moved here, I got a very snotty phone call from one of my friends telling me that they had gone the night before, and he came out and invited them in for hot chocolate. I was beside myself. can imagine.
You performed in his last show, Mr. President.
Mr. President, yes.
And as you said, because of the Kennedy assassination.
I believe it was the Kennedy assassination. And also, Robert Ryan was appearing in it, and he had never done any singing prior to that show. And so they took most of the songs away and gave them to Nanette Fabre. And I think it was just problematic. And also, Mr. Ryan was ill. Robert Ryan was ill. I think it just closed for a great many reasons. It's a wonderful, absolutely wonderful show.
Are there great songs from there that we've missed?
They're very good songs. There's a wonderful song called They Love Me that the First Lady, I played the First Lady, that the First Lady sings about traveling all over the world and how crazy they are about her and all the souvenirs she collected. And
so you were the First Lady before Patty Duke on
TV. I was the First Lady. Yes, I was. And my son, Jonathan, who's 24 now, who's sitting back there, doesn't remember this, but he made his debut in that show. He was one of the town folk, but he doesn't remember. What a ham. What a ham.
Oh. Since Berlin's career spans most of the 20th century, it spans several decades, can you hear the harmonic and melodic changes of the years and in the different periods of his work?
I think he pretty much wrote at the end as he wrote at the beginning. I'm sure that some of the chords are different. I mean, I'm asking you guys at Corky. I think that it got a little more complicated. But he just left off writing about... words. He changed and got more modern in his writing. Yes, his lyrics got much more modern. His
when he started, he was writing ragtime type, the ragtime craze, as it was called.
We're about to do a song that has the word marimba in it, and that's really tough because the marimba is called what now? Vibes? A xylophone? I mean, it's gone through two changes. It was a xylophone, and now it's vibes.
Could you think you could recognize an Irving Berlin song that you didn't know? Is there other identifiable things about his writing?
I really could.
What are those traits?
There's just a way of falling from one word into another. There's just certain, of course, his sentiment is what he says. You know, he's really always pretty much, home and mother and America and apple pie. And no one does that better than he does. No one. I think I could... The way that a leader singer could recognize Mozart or Schubert, I think I could recognize Berlin, even if I didn't hear it before.
You've been singing his songs all the time.
I was about four, yeah.
You've always liked his music.
The Covered Wagons, I did it on the Covered Wagons.
But, I mean, you didn't have to, grow into his songs.
Oh, no. I think one of the first songs I ever sang in public was a song of his called You'd Be Surprised. Which is pretty much like the first one we did. And then when I got a little older, 14 and 15, began singing at weddings. A lot of his songs are done at weddings. And then as soon as I began to sing on the radio, the radio was just full of his songs. And he was so prolific. I mean, it's impossible to do an evening of music, popular music, without including him. The last time I was here, we did Jerome Kern. And Mr. Kern was asked in an interview... what he thought Irving Berlin's place in American music was and would be. And he said, Irving Berlin is American music, which is a very simple way of saying it.
You're working on an album of Irving Berlin songs. Can you give us a preview of the concept or what you'll be doing?
Every day I change my mind. Every day I learn three more songs and throw three more out. Or someone says to me, wait a minute, you have to do such and such, or I'll kill myself, It's very difficult.
Well, I guess you have 2,000 songs to choose from.
Yes, and it's also hard to do him in a nightclub because the final song that you want to do in a nightclub act, that big one to get off with, that should contain the word mother or Ireland or something, I did find one. I don't want to do God Bless America. That's a little peculiar in a nightclub. But there's Alexander's Ragtime Band, which works out just great. And I guess you could use I Love a Piano, too. You keep finding them. I had a wonderful experience with Pack Up Your Bags and Go to the Devil in Haiti. I was reading off a bunch of his songs, and I had the phone in my hand and didn't realize the person on the other end had answered. And I said, Pack Up Your Bags and Go to the Devil in Haiti, and I heard the phone hanging up. And it was someone who was taking a trip, and she thought that she was getting an obscene phone call. She was very, very unhappy about it.
Well, Peggy, thank you very much for doing this interview. And I know I'm looking forward to the second set, as I'm sure everybody is. So while Peggy's getting ready to sing the second set, accompanied by Quirky Hale at the piano, David Fink on bass, let me remind our listeners that you're tuned to WHYY-FM in Philadelphia, where we're broadcasting live from our music studio.
We have, naturally, I mean, I never sing an entire show without doing something of Fred Astaire's. Berlin wrote an awful lot of things for Mr. Astaire. They were very, very, very close. And a lot of them, however, are real hard to change to a girl's lyric. But we found one from Follow the Fleet, 1936, that works fine for me. Come, get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather, let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, cloak, and grocer. Let yourself go. Come, get together. Let the dance floor feel your leather. Step as lightly as a feather. Let yourself go. Come, hit the timber, loosen up and start to limber. Can't you hear that hot marimba? Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Relax and let yourself go. Relax, you got yourself tied up in a knot. The night is cold, but the music's hot. So come, cuddle closer. Don't you dare to answer no, sir. Butcher, banker, cloak, and grocer. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. That was the song with the marimba. You also have to cheat and say limba, you know, and timba. I bet that's where that all started in jazz singing, where everybody says A-H for R. Irving Berlin started that. I told you that he won his only Oscar for White Christmas, which was, a lot of people really don't know what film it came from. It came from a 1942 film called Holiday Inn. That was where he wrote a song for all the holidays. My favorite holiday song in that was Valentine's Day. I remember that Fred Astaire and Marjorie Reynolds danced in front of this big heart with the tissue paper stretched on it. At the end, they came bouncing through it and ripped up the tissue. Oh, boy, as a little girl back in Ohio, can you imagine what that did to me? Oh. Be careful. It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding. It's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lend you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful.
careful. It's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding. It's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lend you that you never returned. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, please be careful. It's my heart.
I love radio, you know. You can't do anything. You can't use your eyes. You can't do any cheating to get across what it is you're saying. You just, my daughter, Suzanne, who is here, is in radio. She's a sportscaster at WRTI Temple, where she is. She's graduating in a few weeks. Oh, boy, sitting here singing Irving Berlin that I sang when I was six years old and having a daughter graduating from college. I feel so nostalgic. Wow. The two big shows of Mr. Berlin's were Call Me Madam and Annie Get Your Gun. I think he also had, I think Louisiana Purchase was his too. Yeah. But we decided to do one song from each of those shows for you.
I only want what's the best thing for you. And the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced after thinking it through that the best thing for you would be me. Every day to myself I say, point the way, what will it be? I only want what's the best thing for you. And myself and I seem to agree that the best thing for you would be me.
Got no diamond, got no pearl,
Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. And moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon. With the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right.
Thank you. What, did you see me, the audience saw me turn to Corky and make a spinning motion, which means let's do another half chorus of this song. There's another motion, which means let's go out at the end of this chorus, which is an upheld fist, which always makes me, when I first started to sing, made me think that people were saying, I'm going to get you. You know, what are you doing? I stopped. I understood after a while. This is a song from a stage show called Coquette from 1928 that absolutely destroys me. I love this above all Berlin songs. If I had to, I always use this example, you know, if you were going to a desert island, who would you take with you, you know? Robert Redford, for anyone out there who wants to know. No, the truth is, I'd take someone who could play the piano, and that's the truth. Yeah, that's... I don't know what it is about this song, but I know that Irving Berlin wrote every song for a very specific purpose. In 1912, he was married for the first time, and his wife died shortly after they were married, shortly after their honeymoon. And at that time, Mr. Berlin wrote When I Lost You. So you see that he... very often tells you something very personal about him. He is very personal, but he very often tells you something without meaning to. It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will make a fuss about you. But how about me? It's over, all over, and soon somebody else will tell her friends about you. But how about me? You found somebody new, but what am I to do? I still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe a baby will climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me? You found somebody new, but what am I to do? I still remember you when you have forgotten. And maybe
climb upon your knee and put its arms about you. But how about me?
Thank you. Isn't that a killer? That song is such a killer. I once went somewhere, I don't know where, and the person who was singing it, I don't remember who, I blocked it out of my mind, kept saying, we'll make a fuss over you and around you. In other words, they were not doing the play on words, which is about every time. And it didn't come out right at the end. It just, it's what I said before. He really doesn't leave you, what he says, that's what you have to sing. You really can't fool around with it. Not that you'd want to, really, you know. What's happening? Are we running, should we do an extra song that we didn't rehearse? It'll be a lot of fun. See how it comes out. Yeah, we do. We have Heat Wave and Blue Skies left, and then, you know, the final thing. But if you want to hear it, we can.
I think there might not be time.
Okay, good, because we didn't rehearse it anyhow. Where a heat wave is up. This is from a stage show from 1933 called As Thousands Cheer. Heat wave. Again, he's with the weather reports here. And this goes into another weather report, which is from a song, I think that's from something called Betsy, which was 1927. We've stayed mostly in the 20s and 30s here, as you've noticed. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her seat wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy brought the mercury up to 93. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves, that thermometer proves that she certainly can. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, oh, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, oh how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Favorite Irving Berlin song, probably everybody's favorite Irving Berlin song. He wrote this in 1925 when he got married. And I think it's very, again, a very telling lyric. He gave this to Ellen Berlin as a wedding gift. And when I say he gave it to her, folks, he gave her the song, the royalties, the copyrights, everything. Wow! Is that ever a wedding present or what, huh? Everything went wrong, and the whole day long, I'd feel so blue. For the longest while, I forgot to smile, then I met you. Now that the blue days are past, now that I found you at last, I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year.
Thank you so much. It was just an extraordinary concert. Singer Peggy King, pianist Corky Hale, and bassist David Fink. And I'm going to see if I can ask you to maybe do an encore.
Well, that'll be the one we didn't rehearse.
I can handle it.
It'll be a miracle if I can remember this song, but we can certainly try. I mean, this. See, if this were television, you know, I would suddenly it would appear in my hands, you know. But This is from Annie Get Your Gun. Yes? I just did a concert in California, and I suddenly remembered that if I were going to be quoting what, you know, film, what song came from, I better watch myself. Because, you know, in other places around the country, you can say, this is from a film with Maria Montez, you know. You can't do that in California. They know about all those films out there. But this really is from... I think there's something I forgot to say about the problems with not winning a lot of Academy Awards. I don't know if this still applies, but in those days, if you had written a song for a Broadway show, then it was not, again, eligible once it was done in as a movie. Is that still true? That still holds true, doesn't it? That even held true to actors. You know, Marlon Brando did not win for his movie performance of Streetcar because they said, "Oh, he did it on the stage." But anyhow, that's why he didn't win for all these songs. This will be a lot of fun, folks.
They say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful, so they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know that falling in love is grand. And this thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful. To leave your house one morning, and without any warning, you're stopping people, shouting that love is grand. And to hold a boy in your arms is wonderful, wonderful.
Glad I asked you to do that encore.
Me
that
too.
Was beautiful.
I didn't know I knew it. I really didn't know
that
I knew
was
it.
Really gorgeous.
I
the whole
sung
concert
it in
was gorgeous.
26, 27 years. Seriously.
I just have to thank you so much for this concert. Singer
My
Peggy
pleasure.
King, pianist Corky Hale, bassist David Fink. And if you'd like to hear more music by Peggy King, let me recommend her two records. One is called Oh, What a Memory We Made, and that features standards by several composers. The other is Till the Clouds Roll By, and it features songs by Irving Berlin. They're both on the Stash record label. She's working on a record now of Irving Berlin songs, and I'll look forward to that coming out. Today's concert was made possible with funds provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. The recording engineer was Jay Goldman. Production assistance from Akiva Potok. The associate producer, Amy Salat. This concert was produced by Danny Miller. The time now is, looks like 3 minutes to 5 o'clock. The clock is much further away than it usually is in the regular studio. I'll tell you about next week's programs here on Fresh Air after this report from Shadow Traffic. Okay, that'd be great. The Shadow Traffic Report was funded by Longines, the official timekeeper of the 1988 Olympics. And playing us up to the hour is pianist Corky Hale. Let me tell you about next week's program. First of all, this Sunday at 6 on the Best of Fresh Air, my guest will be novelist Kurt Vonnegut. Monday afternoon, we'll be joined by Avner the Eccentric, who is one of the new vaudevillians, who is, you might have seen him in Jewel of the Nile. And a special edition of Mary McPartland's Piano Jazz Monday at 4 o'clock. Her guest will be Sarah Vaughan, who is a pianist as well as a singer. Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, a National Press Club address by columnist Jimmy Breslin. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by John Ehrlichman, who was counsel to President Nixon in his administration and also, as you know, involved in Watergate. Wednesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by television journalist Linda Ellerbe. Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Marilyn Lois Pollock, who does the interviews in the Philadelphia Inquirer Sunday magazine. And then Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, a National Press Club address by Garrison Keillor, who is the host of A Prairie Home Companion. So I hope you can be listening. That's about it for today's program. The engineers today, Jay Goldman and Joyce Lieberman. The associate producer of Fresh Air, Amy Salat. Danny Miller and I produce the show. My name's Terry Gross. Thanks for listening, and I wish you a very good weekend. And thank you, all the performers, for this afternoon's concert. This is is WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. We're listener-supported public radio in the Delaware Valley. Stay tuned for All Things Considered coming up from National Public Radio, followed at 6:29 by 91 Report. It's 5 o'clock.